And to introduce matters, we've got Alex Snowden. Tony, as I say, gave his apologies. So we've got Alex Snowden, who is also a long-term founding member of the Stop the War, and as well as chair of the Palestinian Solidarity Campaign in Newcastle. So thanks to him for stepping in to say a few words about Newcastle Stop the War. So go ahead, Alex.
Yeah, thank you. This will just be about 3 or 4 minutes by way of introduction, and then over to our main speaker. And Mayor will go into a lot more depth. But I mean, one thing to note by way of context is, as Roger said, it is coming up to 20 years next October since the invasion of Afghanistan. And Stop the War was actually launched in September 2001, days after the September the 11th terrorist attacks. And it was launched, I remember this well, before any war began. So it was very much stop the war before it starts. I think that was our original slogan. And it was that idea that we could see the threat of war, because George Bush's response to the terror attacks was to interpret it, and this was a very selective and dubious interpretation, but to interpret that as a declaration of war, as an act of war. And to respond to that by saying it is legitimate for the US to invade, to bomb, to occupy any countries that it deems to be in any way complicit in that terrorism. So that's what we really launched to respond to. And the three demands were no to any wars in response to the terror attacks, or no to military interventions. Also, defense civil liberties, which we were clear from the beginning were coming under attack, and also no to any Islamophobic backlash, because one thing that we saw right from the beginning was the demonizing of Muslims in this country to accompany the kind of dehumanizing of Muslims in Afghanistan and elsewhere. And that racism, domestic racism, inevitably goes with wars, and that's an old story. And I think Stop the War can be very proud, really, of the work done over nearly 20 years now in sustaining the movement and in organizing around those key demands. And Roger mentioned the issue of Palestine as well, and that subsequently became a key demand for the movement as well, freedom for Palestine. I remember in that autumn of 2001, my main memories are the huge national demonstrations. There were two massive national demos against the war in Afghanistan, one in October, which was actually initially called by CND, and then one which Stop the War initiated in the November, both of them huge. And I still remember on the October demo, being part of the sort of Tyneside contingent and joining up with everyone else and marching along and just looking into the distance ahead and looking behind and thinking, this is extraordinary, this is huge. And at the time, we weren't used to demonstrations on that scale. It was running into tens of thousands. And it was a very tangible sense that something had shifted. Previously, it had been difficult to organize against military interventions. If you went out on the street and had anti-war petitions, you got a certain amount of abuse. It was quite hard. And there was a real sense that actually the mood was changing. And I think it shifted in an anti-war direction in many ways more since then. But also, there was a lot of triumphalism, I remember, when there was the so-called liberation of Kabul. In November, there was this idea that, well, the war's over now. We've won. It wasn't quite as grotesque as the nonsensical mission accomplished stuff that Bush came out with after supposedly the war in Iraq was complete. But it was fairly grotesque. And I remember people like Christopher Hitchens, who by then had moved from the left to become a pro-war hawkish journalist, actually saying stuff, publishing stuff about the anti-war movement totally wrong. It's nothing like Vietnam, which is what they're saying. This is going to be a long occupation and so on. Absolute nonsense. The pro-war camp is vindicated. And now it's nearly 20 years later and it is still miserable. It is still dreadful, as we'll hear in a moment. So, we were vindicated. We're absolutely vindicated in taking that principled stand at the beginning. And then, of course, organizing around Afghanistan allowed us to do two things. One was to shift the focus into organizing against the invasion of Iraq and on a bigger scale than ever before. And I think that was very important. But also for many, many years, that organization around the occupation of Afghanistan, opposing the occupation, was sustained. And we had lobbies and vigils and demonstrations and so on around that. We had in Newcastle various naming the dead ceremonies and vigils when, you know, certain milestones were passed in terms of how many British soldiers had been killed and that sort of thing. So it's something that's never gone away. But I do think, and I'll just finish my brief contribution with this, is that it is something that we've nonetheless lost sight of in recent years because the focus has shifted to other arenas of conflict, really, and therefore we haven't had as much of a focus on Afghanistan. So I know personally I'm very interested to hear more about the situation there and kind of get more up to speed on things. And I think it's the same. That's really the main reason we wanted this meeting, is because we are collectively aware, I think, that this is something that we haven't kept track of quite as well as we could have in the movement generally, in public opinion generally, in the media and politicians and so on, have shifted away from talking about Afghanistan. And yet actually, if you look at the reality on the ground, it is a country that we absolutely must be paying close attention to. So I think that's really the crucial context for this evening's discussion.
Well, thanks very much, Alex. That's a brilliant introduction. Thank you.